Blog Talk Radio.
I will praise the Lord at all times, and his praise shall be forever upon my lips. My name is Ann Strickland. You're tuned into the Principles of Prosperity, and we are breaking the stronghold of poverty. And I'm more excited tonight than ever that this poverty spirit is being broken because of what God is doing right now through people. So I want to pray first of all, Father, in the name of Jesus. Today, use me to teach your word, to share your word, to pray that the minds of the people are alert, their hearts are receptive, because they are about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the word of God. And they will never be the same in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, all of you, and none of Ann. My name is Ann Strickland. Tonight, our subject is enjoying yourself while prospering financially. And the scripture, Job 36:11 says, if you obey and serve me, you shall spend your days in prosperity and your years in pleasure. So you're aware of the call of my life. For years, I've been talking about prosperity and why God wants us to be wealthy, why he wants us to prosper. Deuteronomy 8:18, he said, I give you the power and authority to get wealth, to establish my covenant upon the earth. And all the other scriptures, beloved, I pray above all things that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. All this, and now, just recently, God has used Troy Mitchell to call me and ask me to listen in on a message from Pastor Anthony Knott. And when I heard that message, and he was talking on travel and flying and staying in hotels and cruising, I got excited because I just come back from a trip to Tampa, Florida for my grandson's wedding and stayed in the hotel, had to fly and everything, but he was talking about it at a discounted rate. So I listened and I was all excited. And when I spoke with Troy, you know, he explained more to me, but I'm not going to give the whole story. I'm going to allow you and introduce you to my special guest tonight, Troy Mitchell, who is the national executive of Paycation Travel. Troy, I just want to thank you for being here tonight and speaking, agreeing. I really asked him to come at the last minute, and he agreed. So welcome, Troy.
Well, man, boy, thank you, Sister Strickland, for having me on Blog Talk Radio tonight. I'm totally honored. Anytime I have an opportunity or a platform to serve and to share, it's truly been a blessing over the last, I'd say, 12, 13 months in this project, in this travel space. Professionally, you know, I work for the airlines. I won't say any particular brand, but to begin with a U, and we're taken over by an A. So I'm so excited to be on this call with you tonight.
Thank you.
I'm glad you accepted the invitation that I gave you several weeks ago to listen in on a call called Profit for Pastors. And that Profit for Pastors call was sponsored by myself and Pastor Anthony Knox out of Greensboro, North Carolina, because of a project we were able to hear about and we took action on. The name of that project is Paycation Travel, ladies and gentlemen. And because of my background in the airline industry, when I first got a call from a very dear friend of mine who was also one of the highest paid sports attorneys in the industry as an athletics, but he's also the head deacon at his church in Atlanta. And shared with me about a project being launched that Priceline was actually looking at and wanted to partner with, and we were looking at and wanted to partner with, and it just made sense. Here's a nutshell. we're able to save money on the travel that we're going to do anyway and be given our own personal booking portal powered by Priceline. And when I heard that, I was like, really? Because, I you know, then what I do, Ann, every single day, if I had referred somebody to my company's website to book travel because they were looking for a great deal, or, you know, word of mouth, we do it all the time. If somebody says, well, I'm going to book something, where's a good deal to go? And they may go on Kayak or Priceline or Booking.com. We come to find out that their own personal booking site, powered by Priceline, same deals, but when we book on our own personal booking site, we earn 75% of the commission that a travel agent would get for that booking. That was exciting to me. And I know, Ann, that you probably heard the same thing, and that was exciting to you as well. Am I correct?
Yes, you're absolutely right. Yes, because to save, it's very important. Yes. And to earn money is very important.
And when I think about and that you have set up for people to prosper and be in health as our soul prospers, I think about also the financial prosperity that's for us as believers, that's our inheritance, but also think about the financial stewardship responsibility that when we know better, we're able to do better. And how much better can you do that if you're going to travel with your family for recreation, or if you're going to travel on business, or you're going to travel for ministry, you're going to book it online anyway, why not take advantage of what Paycation Travel has put in place, that you not only save money on the travel that you're going to make, you're actually able to earn money on the travel you're going to make. And here's the biggest one. One of the biggest things, we're able to write it off, and can you believe this?
Yes.
Write it off on our taxes, and Uncle Sam wants us to.
And that's important to me because the taxes are very important right now. I need write-off. I need write-off.
And, you know, I think about all the professionals that I know, and even some professional athletes that say to me, Troy, this makes sense. You know, I fly in for sports camp and for training. My family has to fly. Even I'm able to have a tax shelter to write this off for what we're going to do anyway. I said, absolutely. And I can't name any names, but it just makes sense in that arena, in every arena, for the average person and the above average person, for, you know, the super achiever and for the everyday mom and dad, for even the students. My daughter is 20 years old, and she's a part of this project called Paycation. And as a matter of fact, she's referred it to a handful of people, which is my next segment. They allow us you to share the Paycation project. Someone can actually go to your personal website. They can click on the opportunity page, and they can see the company's promotional video. The overview that if you share this program, because they want 100,000 members by the end of the year, and they're only at 36,000 members by word of mouth in the last 22 months, but they want 100,000 members, and they're willing to say thank you in the form of a check. So here comes the money flow again. Again, the windows of heaven have been opened up to us for something you're going to do anyway. We share things all the time. I tell people about that wonderful restaurant, and that we had the opportunity last weekend while we were in Atlanta, having an amazing training event in Paycation, that we had an opportunity to eat at Ray's on the River Restaurant. So, ladies and gentlemen, I just mentioned to you that Ann and I had a wonderful meal with several other of our colleagues at Ray's on the River, something we do anyway. But Ray's is not going to pay me, even though that meal, oh, my God, the shrimp and grits were amazing, Ann. But we're able to get we tell people about Paycation Travel, and if they choose to become a member and receive amazing deals, I'm going to talk about that over the next couple seconds, the amazing travel deals that we get, I'll be able to say thank you for the tune of $50 to $90 per person that says, you know what, I like that. I appreciate that. Thank you. It's a blessing to me and my family. And then Paycation sends us a check for that referral, for extending that membership to someone. Think about this, folks. As a member of Paycation Travel, not only do you get your own personal booking site, save money on deals that you're going to do anyway, get paid on those deals that you're going to have anyway, but you also get exclusive member trips. We're talking about member trips from cruises to Vegas to Cozumel, even to Europe, Spain and Madrid and Paris. Imagine this deal, 3 nights, 4 days, Montego Bay, Jamaica, all taxes included, Transportation to and from the resort is included. Per person, double occupancy, only $298.
Mm-hmm.
And when I saw that. And then, and there are all kinds of different cruises. I saw a cruise on our members trip page for $192.
Mm-hmm.
We saw $99 for three nights at Circus Circus. $99 for three nights at Circus Circus. These are member exclusive trips, and there are a ton of them, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be able to see them as you become a member. And here's the other beautiful thing, Ann. This is one of the things Anthony Knox said to me, Pastor Knox. He said, "Boy, when I first saw a presentation privately in the home of a colleague, and attorney Spencer Iverson was there speaking on it, 15 minutes into the conversation," he says, ladies and gentlemen, "that he pulled out his credit card, said, 'Sign me up. I want to be a member. It only costs $150 to be a member.'"
Yeah, I want it
because my wife and I just came back from refreshing ourselves. And you're a pastor, you're a minister, you're a bishop, music minister. You serve in ministry in any capacity, or you just serve in your profession in any capacity. You want to refresh yourself often. How much more those who serve in the body of Christ and service these people? And he said, "We just came back from the same trip that you guys have in your office, one of your condos, all inclusive, 7 days, eight nights, normally for $1,600, but for four people. We get for four people for $299. That's not per person. That's for the entire week. For $299, my wife's not going to pay twice for them. You save $1,000. So the value that we want to share tonight, we're talking about prospering in our lives, prospering in our health, prospering in our fun and recreation for our families. Now, this is definitely not a sales call. This is a sharing call because many folks are looking for this. They're looking for what it could be financially and fiscally responsible on something we're going to do anyway. And what an amazing platform that Sister Ann Strickland has put together to be able to share. So that you can not only can save, because if I understand correctly, and correct me if I'm wrong, when we save money, we also earn money. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. And we're saving, and we can do other things with it. And, you know, for our children and grandchildren, and, you know, talk about the legacy, you know. So it is amazing what I have learned. And the people need to know this. I know this is all God, because you and I didn't really have any contact. And I had to ask you, where did you get my name? And you saw me on the Facebook, but we had known each other, you know, because we were going to the same church. But God moved on you to send me give me the information. And when we went down, when I decided to become a part of it, I was just going to refer people to you. But when I got into this and saw the greatness of it and how I can enjoy life, how I like to travel, how I enjoy cruises. I've been on several cruises. I've been blessed. God has blessed me to have vacations and see different parts of the world, but you want it for other people, and also with the financial side, you want also for other people, and your children leave a legacy. And this weekend when we went to Atlanta, we came back, and it was just even greater. I'm on a high now that you can't deny. I want everybody to know about this and to become a part of it. And Troy, you know what else God did with this Atlanta trip? He brought me in the presence of Lisa McLawler. She's on the line also. And she drove all the way down to Atlanta, the 12-hour drive. It was awesome. We were tired and everything, but it was worth the trip because it just brought me into another level of thinking. Just, I mean, you can't stop me now. It is awesome. Yes, yes. Lisa, did you want to say anything right there?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Take it away.
Okay. Ms. Strickland, Mr. Mitchell, thank you for allowing me to speak. This past weekend was exceptional. It was a blessing. It was it was heart opening. I'm still on cloud nine from this weekend. The enrichment from the training that we received relative to vacation, but I think more of the spiritual enrichment just from being in your presence, Ms. Strickland, it was extremely enlightening, and it was even more of a blessing to meet your second church family. And I'm actually looking forward to helping them to build and prosper with this blessing that I call vacations as well.
Great. You were a blessing to me, and it was just great. Troy, did you want to say something about the other thing? You had more to say. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Troy?
In closing, as I transition to two more calls that we have this evening, one at 9 o'clock that Vacation Travel does nationwide Monday through Friday, where the entire world from 9 o'clock to 9:20 can hear from some of the top execs about what's happening with the expansion of this amazing gift in travel and its amazing give back into the marketplace and the blessing that it does for so many families looking for financial increase and financial relief and people looking for career changes and things just to be enhanced. But I will say this, that if you're listening on the call tonight on this Blog Talk Radio sponsored by Sister Ann Strickland, you know, the principles of prosperity and being able to increase your lifestyle. And if she's been able to pour into you over the last several years in any capacity, from her book, ministering to her TAFE and her service in the marketplace, you definitely want to get back to her. Get all the information. Get all the details. You sure would agree that her integrity, her character, her spirit would bring to you something that would increase you, bring to you, and never to get something from you that cause you to prosper and what you put your hands to. So I invite you to evaluate the value of this, and where it bears sense and makes sense, it also will make commission and prosperity. So here's what you want to do. You want to go to annstrickland.paycation.com. annstrickland.paycation, that's TAYCATION.com. And when you go to annstrickland.paycation.com, you'll see her booking portal tab where if you choose to book any trips or anything, click on that. See what that is. Touch it, feel it, test drive it. See how Priceline has put that together for her so she can be a blessing to some others and also can cash flow and fund the vision and the purpose that God has given her in there. At the same time, to evaluate it for your own personal, you can click on the opportunity tab. And you can read all the details there if you choose to. You can also click on the 11-minute video there. Promotional video from the company will show you all the things that pertain to the gift of this project as well as the revenue sharing. You can even click on the free travel portal. Take a test drive with your own free travel portal and have an experience there. It's free. You can't hurt anything. You have access to the member trips and some other benefits. You can even refer a friend. And it's a beautiful thing for you to have that as a gift for you and to be able to share it with others. So, AnnStrickland.paycation.com, a tremendous journey that we're on and sharing the gift of travel and increasing people's lifestyle. And thank you for having me on Blog Talk Radio on your show tonight. Thanks, Lisa, for also joining us for a short amount of time on this. We have a tremendous amount of calls to pour back into the marketplace today. I'll be with Pastor Anthony Knox at 9:30 for our live call. If you're listening in and you want to get the details on that call to listen in, to hear how so many pastors, over 200-something pastors, will be sharing and listening in all across the country, even from the UK and France. Get back to Ann Strickland. She'll be happy to give you the details. With that said, God bless Ann. Good night, Lisa. We'll see you guys on the rest of the calls. Good night, audience.
Good night, and thank you so much. Thank you.
Good
night. You're blessed and highly favored. Blessed and highly favored. We have someone else on the call, too, Jay Moore. Can you give me your name? I don't.
Yes, Charlene Giles. How are you, Miss Ann?
Oh, hi. How are you?
Great, and yourself?
Good, good, good. Did you want to add anything?
No, ma'am.
Oh, all right, all right, all right. So I'm just, I am just really pleased tonight, and I just want to add to what was said. This has shown me that how God has used me all these years to discuss and bring all the scriptures to the people pertaining to financial prosperity, that he is serious about us moving into the wealthy place. And some of the scriptures, I'll read a couple of the scriptures, because we have other people who listen. There are people who may not have ever heard some of these scriptures. The one I like to use all the time is Psalm 112, verse 3. It's, Father, I thank you that I'm a blessed man or woman because I fear you, Lord, and delight greatly in your commandments. Wealth and riches shall be in my house. Philippians 4:19 says, for my God liberally supplies and fills to the full all my every need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And then, you know, most people know John 10:10, for the thief comes but to steal, kill, and destroy. But you, Jesus, have come that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Joshua 1:8 says, as I keep the book of the law in my mouth, meditating on it day and night, I pray I will make my way prosperous and deal wisely in all my affairs, having good success in the name of Jesus. So Proverbs 10:4 says, Father, thank you for accomplishing your word in me, causing me to be a diligent man or woman made rich. And Deuteronomy 8:18 says, because I have given you the power and the ability to establish wealth. To establish wealth. It's a covenant. Wealth and riches, it's a covenant. It's covenant for us. It's covenant for God. It's helping to bring his covenant. When I see and moved into vacation, this has shown me that God wants us wealthy, but it's not a struggle. It's joy. It's fun. It's helping people. People are able to take vacations that they would never have taken before and earn money and have a better lifestyle, because God wants us also to be the lenders and not the borrowers. We're supposed to be the banks. We're supposed to be the lending institutions. We're not supposed to have any debt, because he doesn't want us. He said, owe no man anything but to love him. So we're going to come out of debt. People are going to have their own jets, going to do whatever they want to do, live the life of luxury, representing kingdom. That's kingdom. Thy kingdom come here on earth as it is in heaven. So we're not here to just wait until we die and go to heaven like we used to think years ago. In the way by and by. But what are you going to do here and now? You're going to be blessed financially. You could be a blessing to other people. We're supposed to be able to help people. We see people homeless. We see people who we can help with scholarship funds. These people are graduating from college with all this debt. So they can't really get any place quickly because they have to pay their student loans. So God is moving us out of that. He's moving us, and I could go on and on and on. And at my age and everything, my focus for this is for leaving a legacy for my children, grandchildren, years to come, a Strickland Foundation. That's one of the main reasons, because God has blessed me, and I just thank him for it, but I be able to help other people also for years to come. Now, the next thing I want to talk about is my School of Financial Prosperity classes I have, which started in 2013. It's to teach the people the principles of financial prosperity, to teach the people that they're supposed to be wealthy, to teach the people to have faith. And it says here, you know, it's God's covenant promise of prosperity. Why God wants us to prosper, wisdom in prosperity in the end times. These are the subjects, some of the subjects that I cover. So this class is for you if you have been struggling financially, have experienced loss or lack of business, want to have a clear understanding of how and why God wants you to prosper. The classes are totally free. If you want to give an offering, you can. If you don't, no problem. But God has placed me in a place here in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, in an area close to the airport, close to the highways, that you don't have any problem getting there. And the address is 3751 Island Avenue, Wade Building. It's a brick brown building at the corner of Island and Bartram Avenue, 3751 Island Avenue, Suite 100. And it's, we call it the area, the Empowerment Center, where I have the classes. This is a large three-story office building. But God has allowed me to be there on the first floor. So the classes are Saturday morning, 10 to 12, from 10 o'clock to 12. So I invite you to come down, call me on 215-806-4879, or text and let me know you're coming, since this is kind of the last minute. And I hope you come, because there are testimonies and testimonies where, you know, you hear the word, you receive the word of God pertaining to financial prosperity. I pray and anoint, and there are testimonies and testimonies of what God, how God has moved in people's lives over the years. This didn't just start. This has been many years now, since at least 99 until now, and it's going on and on. And I'm in that building as a result of someone's business picked up in such a tremendous way after God used me to pray for him and go through the scriptures and pray. So come down Saturday morning, 3751 Island Avenue is on the first floor at the Empowerment Center. The first door when you come in, to the right. The classes are free. So I'm just so glad you're here. So ladies, do you have anything else you want to say? You have a couple of seconds. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here. This is Lisa. I don't have anything additional to say except please reach out to Miss Ann's website. Again, it's annstrickland.kcation.com. Review the information, and if you have any additional questions, please reach out to Miss Ann, and she will definitely address them for you. Have a great evening.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in. God bless you.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night. So I want to thank our audience. You're blessed and highly favored, and I decree and declare everybody under the sound of this my voice, when they hear it later or hear it tonight, you are wealthy, healthy, anointed and whole, nothing missing, nothing broken. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. I love you.